Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
So it's my first day on the job.
Woohoo! Is it? I feel like you've been here for years.
I'm an old stab hand at the stage.
Have you not been with us from the start? No?
I have.
Yeah.
In your dreams. come here. Guys, so I obviously did have to leave an old job to come in here. For context, it was a dentist. I wasn't doing any of the actual...
She was a dentist before.
Guys, before this, I worked as a dentist.
Sorry, by the way, you're going to have to get a new dentist because I'm off to be a radio presenter.
I'll be on the radio. Someone else finished that implant for you. So I need to shout them out, truly dental, and I need to shout them out because I'm about to tell you how I left, which wasn't... It was a bit unceremonious.
Can we just get some clarity on whether you were a dentist or not?
I was a social media manager.
Thank you.
And I think we just need to take a moment to acknowledge social media managers sometimes don't have the finesse, the attention to detail needed to be in that job. And I say that as someone who's had access to countless work Instagrams over the years. Do you know, on a weekend, you're out on a night out, it's very easy to accidentally click into the work.
It really is. It's terrifying.
It's a slippery slope. And I think people need more training to really make sure they don't. Anyway.
There should be some kind of a verification code or something that if you're on a night out,
are you sure?
Am I on the spin account right now?
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. So I was working at this dentist. I found out I was getting the job at Spin. Obviously delighted, buzzing, exhilarated, so happy. And let's dip into the vocabulary box. So I had to hand in my notice, wrote out my letter of resignation, all above board, all proper.
Good.
You know what I mean? And saved that in a Google Drive, whatever, because I needed Dwayne to put my signature onto it for me because I don't know how to do that myself, which honestly was probably a bit of foreshadowing for what had happened next. But so I handed in my notice. For the rest of the month, I'm still a loyal employee. Obviously, I'm doing my bits. I'm putting up the Instagram stories before and after. People's teeth straightened up after Invisalign.
You'll see her on TikTok. It's just, she's the girl. Every time I wanted to ask her, I want to text and be like, I have a question for you. What is composite bonding?
Don't get me started. I hear that question in my dream. Composite bonding is a minimally invasive treatment. No. Anyway, so I'd handed in my notice. After that, I was putting up an Instagram story before and after Invisalign. Add a link. If you want to straighten your teeth like this, you know, just follow this link because we've got Invisalign Day coming up, this event. That was grand. Up for as long as Instagram stories are up.
24
hours. I don't think I need to say more because I think my old manager might be listening this morning. And then the next morning, my colleague, Emily, the other social media manager, gave me a text and was like, hey, did you put up that before and after yesterday? And I was like, yeah, what was wrong with it? You know, you always just know that you've done something wrong. And she was like, I'll just give you a call, first red flag. Because
oh,
who's making
God.
A phone call in
about
2025?
An Instagram story?
Not good.
Oh,
who's
no.
phoning? So she rang and she was like, so the link that you put up wasn't a link to Invisalign Day. And I was like, okay, grand, what was I thought it might be like a link to like tickets to my show or something. She was like, it was a link to your letter of resignation.
Oh!
No, it wasn't.
No.
This is so
up on a sponsored post for Truly Dental.
Yeah. Hey, no I want way. Straight teeth. I want a Hollywood smile.
Yes.
Why am I reading this girl? Why am I reading her kind regards? Fiona Frawley. Was it a template? No, it was my personal.
That'd be an excellent way to soft launch the show. It's just like, on, like, just get a load of dentists start promoting. Oh, by the way, Fiona Frawley's joining Fully Charged.
Do you know, that's some people amazing. Thought I did it on purpose.
As like
they were like, that's
a bit of guerrilla marketing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's burning this place to the ground. No, do you know when like the worst thing happens to you and you want to die inside, but you're like, this would be great content for the radio. No, anyway, it's great that I have a story to tell on my first day.
Yeah.
Horrendous. Like, I've honestly never, I actually luckily don't think too many people clicked into it, but the cleaner at work was like, so when are you leaving? When's your last day? And I was like, how do you know I'm leaving? And he was like, well, you put your letter of resignation up on the Instagram story. And I was like, oh, I did do that.
Yeah. If you want to see what I'm leaving, go to the Instagram story, click the link.
Please, please let me know I'm not alone in this. Social media manager girlies out there, have you ever accidentally put something up on the work Instagram? Maybe a story of you out sunning yourself in the grounds of St. Patrick's Cathedral, just because I know my friend did that on her work Instagram. Or have you shared the wrong link? Or have you WhatsApped your boss by accident when you were meant to be giving out to him to someone else?
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. In general, though, just sharing stuff to the wrong place, the wrong time, the wrong email thread, the wrong text to someone. All of the above. The wrong DM, blah, blah, blah.
Don't do the BCC. You reply all. You know, there's so many ways it can go wrong.
What if you accidentally shared something you shouldn't have? Voice notes, messages 087 711 103.
Have you ever shared something you shouldn't have online, put up the wrong link, texted the wrong person, tweeted your name accidentally when you were Googling yourself? I asked this because... hey, we've all been there. I asked this because when I was leaving my old job to join Spin, I accidentally posted my letter of resignation on the work's Instagram story.
Oh, for a full 24 hours.
Oh, well. Girl, yeah. I think my boss thinks it was only up for about 20 minutes, but... sorry, Cronia.
Oh my God.
I remember I was one of these people who used to manage social media accounts as well. Like, honestly, if that's your job, you're doing the Lord's work. There's a lot going on there.
It needs to be a PhD. We need to be more qualified.
Yeah,
honestly.
I think we need to be more qualified. I'd agree with you. But I remember one night my phone was blowing up from a few of the managers in the workplace I was in saying, Emma, did you do this kind of a thing? Oh. And essentially, on the radio station's account, one of the lads in work fully accidentally, tweeted that he was trying to sell tickets to some gig that was coming up in the 3 Arena and he couldn't make it. But he just put the tweet out, accidentally logged into the work account versus his own account. So it looked like this really reputable radio station was selling gig tickets, which obviously doesn't look good, does it? So
when a radio station is like ONO or nearest offer, like tenner, 20 quid, anything literally will take, and it's like, oh God, are they going under?
It wasn't Spin, but imagine like the Spin logo. People are like, are they selling tickets?
At least it wasn't like an old mattress or something. Yeah. You know what I mean? At least it was vaguely in the genre. Music.
Yeah. I remember I've texted, this is always my biggest fear in the world, is that like texting someone about them. Like, I've accidentally texted our boss about my boss.
Yeah.
Right. And so, and I know Nick is probably listening, right?
Love you, Nick.
But Nick, on two occasions, I have texted Nick bitching about Nick.
But there's you guys were talking about this the week before last when I was just sitting here creeping on the show and not allowed to be on the air yet for reasons that you probably will all understand. I was there's so many WhatsApp groups now for this show. There's like us with Nick, us without Nick, just us without Callum. Sorry, Callum. You know, it's
there's too like, much.
There's a lot of room for error there. Sure. It's too much admin.
So what kind of stuff were you saying about Nick?
Well, you see, I would have been like, this is a silly idea. And then, or something like that. And then, but I remember there was one day I texted him, and what it was I screenshotted Nick's message in a chat.
No.
And I was going to put it in our chat and be like, what do we think of this?
Yeah. Right?
So I sent the screenshot back to Nick.
No!
And then I was just like, what do we think of this? And he didn't see it. For an hour, I got to delete the message.
Wow.
That's how unimportant I am, which is amazing. He managed to see my message come through.
That's great because it's not even that he saw it on a preview. If that's a screenshot, there's no way he got a chance to actually see what was going on
there. But that wasn't the first time. There was a second time where I screenshot a message that Nick had sent me and I sent it to Nick.
No.
And he did see it, right? And I was going, oh God, how do I get out of this? How do I get out of this? And so what I said was...
Oh, Dave, please.
Please read my messages again. Are they going through?
Oh, that's good. That's pretty good. That's good. I was going to say, when you said, what do we think of this? You could have said, what do we think of this new screenshotting feature on my phone?
That's a really good way around it.
Did you know you could crop it too?
Sorry, Nick. Love you.
No clue. Spins fully
charged. Recharged. Have you ever shared the wrong link, potentially an incriminating link, on an Instagram story, your own or your works? Have you ever texted the person the text message was about? Have you ever sent a screenshot somewhere where it never should have seen the light of day? That's what we're asking today after something embarrassing I did in my old job.
Do you know what else happens quite a bit you need to be careful of? Mm. Do you know if you want to like forward on an email thread?
Oh yeah.
You need to be very careful if you're replying to something and starting to CC someone new into the thing, like, how much they can see.
Tell me why the Outlook email app, right, is like set to when you want to reply that it just replies to every
all.
Single person.
I know.
I don't want to reply to 432,000 people in my entire company.
Yeah, that's dangerous. On that, the things that you've shared when you shouldn't have, this person was in touch.
So my little story is I made a maintenance group for my two bosses in work just so that I could send them a text whenever we need supplies. Mm-hmm. And long story short, I was on Instagram scrolling through and I see a meme, an explicit meme to send to my boyfriend, and didn't think anything of it. It was like muscle memory. Share, WhatsApp, tick my boyfriend and send, because he's usually the first one, and didn't think anything of it. And I didn't even realize nobody had replied.
Oh, no.
A couple of days later, I had to send a text to my bosses asking for ink. And then I realized, oh,
you're asking for a lot more.
The link for the meme was in our group chat, and it's been double ticked to show that they have opened it, and they did not say anything. And I had to text them and be like, oh my God, I am so sorry. That was an accident and I didn't even realize. And I was like, by the way, we need ink. The next day they came and they were laughing their ass off. They were really chill about it. Thank God.
Thank God.
I'll send you the meme so you guys can see it. It was hilarious. My manager was laughing so much. She was in tears.
Oh my God, stop the lights. What?
Sorry.
Can we see the meme?
So she just after screenshotting the group chat with her work crew, right? So she sends the meme on the 24th of July. And then the 25th of July, she responds. She goes, oh my God, that was by accident. I never noticed. Haha. I'm so sorry. But anyways, we really need more coloured ink.
Sorry, that is one of the best screenshots I've ever seen.
That's so good.
I am obsessed.
Listen, watch if you want, kid. But obviously with all this in mind, she's obviously a little bit of a scatty brain. Over on her Instagram, at official Spin 103, Fiona is taking over across the morning and across the day. So check that out. As I said, over on Instagram, at official Spin 103. Spin!
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.